Yes, I did mean feminist. I use that word intentionally. And the women, what I have done is to look at the personnel records of this advertising company and then through other sources found out biographical information about the women who were hired. Frances Maul, for example, was one of the sort of Greenwich Village feminists, quite a radical feminist in the 1910s, and then she shows up as an employee of the J. Walter Thompson Company. So that was an intentional usage on my part.
And your sources were what?
The best records for this are the J. Walter Thompson Advertising Agency records, which have been preserved, and they're at Duke University, and they're one of the greatest resources for people interested in the history of consumer culture. The agency, they didn't keep everything, but they kept enough to keep us all busy for a long time. There are other sources as well. Many women wrote memoirs of their work in advertising agencies, and you can see their movement from being involved in feminist issues and then going to take jobs in ad agencies. And let me just say, I'm not making the argument that the women in ad agencies were all feminist. My argument is rather that even those who were self-consciously, explicitly feminist found themselves kind of trapped, caught in the contradictions of the mass market industry and the need to sell products in a particular way.